I'm involved in a lot of things at my school and in my community, but I focus more on my passion, film. Since my freshman year, I've done more and more with the media team. I've learned how to edit and do professional photos and lighting. Here's some of my latest work.
We're here at FIR today, and we want to welcome Diana Davila.
So thank you so much for having me out here at FIR again.
Just keep at it. Tomorrow will be better.
That was a real apple to give to a teacher.
Those were TV interviews with Diana Davila, our school board trustee, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, and Heidi Hayes Jacobs. She's a writer and educational consultant. I got to this level of work because of my guidance from my media teacher.
My name is Asol Kavterina, and my nickname is Miss K because my long crush and last name is unpronounceable.
I feel more confident to move on to college with everything I've done at FIR. But after I graduate, my school is also going to change paths, and my little brother will come in as a freshman. With all the changes, I want to figure out what he should expect. Miss K knows a lot about what's coming, so I went to her.
For example, let's start with Genius Hour.
Genius Hour is something we get to learn outside of regular classes. It can include barbershop, Chinese culture, or anger management.
We started Genius Hour this year when you were a senior. And imagine how many new things he could explore and learn when he starts with Genius Hour being a freshman.
FIR will also move into a new building next year. That will also affect my brother. And Ms. K says there's something else he'll have to deal with.
He cannot mess up because every teacher will tell him, oh, we remember Victoria. She was such a good student. So it's going to be challenging for him.
After school, I head home and I want to know what my brother thinks about all this. When you hear that knock, you know it's my brother coming home.
It's Chico.
His name is Victor, but we call him Chico. He's 13 years old and is interested in architecture and building things.
I wanted to know what you want or expect from this new FIR.
I kind of got used to the old FIR.
He knows the old FIR because he's come with me to the campus when I work on special projects on the weekend.
If I go to the new FIR, it's going to be like a change of environment. My goal is to like be like you but surpass you in what you did to help the school and like future generations.
What about for yourself?
I would like to gain knowledge and like job experience. So like when I come out of school for into the real world, I would have experience in the things that's going on in the real world.
Back at school, I check in with my English teacher to see if my brother's goals are part of the plan for the new FIR.
Okay, come talk to me tomorrow. You talk to me.
Next year, Pablo Sanchez will teach in the new ninth grade academy.
Which is a lot of new types of learning, new project-based learning.
He tells me why they're taking that approach.
We want to connect it to the real world. So we want to connect it to actual, to what business people or businesses actually do. So that's why we want to involve you in some kind of project.
That's what my brother is looking for. And I think it will help him reach his goal to get a job in something he enjoys.
Any advice for my little brother?
Advice? Well, you're the best person to offer advice. You're a senior. You're leaving. I'm sure he has a great mentor, you know, to guide him through. But as far as coming here, keep reading, stay motivated, and come hungry to learn.
I've thought about what advice to give to my brother Chico. But first, here's something my media teacher, Miss K, told me.
Be brave, you know. You need to learn how to say, it's my life, it's my opportunity, it's my decision.
So Chico, listen to this. You will have a lot of support at FIR and people pushing your limits. But the most important person who should be pushing you should be yourself. And that's how I've moved forward. And that's how I know you will grow at school and in the real world. I'm Victoria Martinez, and you're listening to Houston Matters.